Nutter around the defender, flips it back, foul on the catch, the three, wide right, ripped down by Joyce, the putback falls, Taj Joyce stretches the lead to 35-25, Silvis, 4-3, dead red, Harry Silvis knocks it down, Nutter the rebound, coast to coast, Nutter, nice spin move, and a floater in the lane falls for Mason Nutter. Navi to the top of the key, drives, gliding, Navi dunks it, throws it down with two hands. Navi dunks it to make it 32-29, 37 seconds left in the half. Fallon, he gives it up left side, deep three, Harry Silvis, splash! Silvis, NBA plus, first three of the night for South. Fallon, deep three, yes! Cam Fallon! Fourth three of the half! A timeout for Parkersburg South, and Cam losing his ever-loving mind as he comes to the bench. Parkersburg South on an 8-0 run. They lead this game 15-7 as we go to the second quarter.
They're doing a really good job, Eric. I mean, we're holding Huntington to one shot. We're getting good rebounds. We're very active on the boards right now. I would still like to see him get in that tight zone, but I think that we would be ready to roll, if we could do that, keep them out. But right now we're doing a good job, so let's keep the pace up and let's run some good offense.
South out rebounding, Huntington 10-8, shooting 40% from the field. Mason Nutter dumps it out front. Taj Joyce, a lob inside catch. Matthew Mullen laying at the 10. Mullen's got four. Five different scores for South, and they lead the game 17-7. The run stretches to 10-0.
And that's good for Matthew, Eric. He's been kind of quiet the last couple of games.
Yeah.
And so to get him going, that's just gravy right there. We got Mason Nutter's hurt here or something.
And Nutter is hobbling to the bench.
There was a non-contact also. He grabbed his ankle immediately.
I didn't see what he did, but he is grabbing, you're right, he's grabbing at his right ankle.
I didn't see anybody near him. It looked like to me that he had a non-contact injury. Maybe he rolled his own ankle. I'm not sure.
He might. I've done that a ton.
He looks like he's in some pain, though.
Talking to the athletic trainer that's here on site. So Huntington ball in South on a 10-0 run. Tavian Chandler drives, defended by Mullen and swatted at the 10. Goes back to Offenberger. Patriots come the other way after the Mullen rejection.
Yeah, Matthew's having a great night tonight already, Eric.
Offenberger out front, gives it up right side. Harry Silvis turns the corner, dump left corner. It's Joyce trying to drive baseline, comes back outside with it. Offenberger will reset. Joyce will look in the left wing. Gives it up out front. There's Silvis with a catch. Silvis with 3 points on one of three threes in the game. And a long two from Harry Silvis from the right wing.
Very
he
cool.
Cans that one to make it 19-7 and a travel on Huntington.
Wow.
After the outlet pass, it was caught by Pearson Jenka, and he traveled.
I'll tell you what, Eric. I mean, we only made two threes the other night against William Park. We've already got three tonight.
Yeah.
And this team has proven that they don't have to make three-pointers to win games. I mean, they didn't make any against Dover. So, a good start like this is encouraging.
5 points for Harry Silvis, three rebounds for Navi Hewitt. That leads South. Patriots on a 12-0 run, leading 19-7. South ball, Navi Hewitt out front, no-look pass, left elbow. Harry Silvis wants help, motions for it, gets it. Offenberger back to Silvis. He steps into a three. Harry Silvis, bullseye, knocks down the three, and the Patriots stretch the run to 15-0, leading 22-7 with 6:10 left in the second
quarter.
That's
exactly what we need to do, Eric. When the Highlanders are cold, we have to take advantage of it. We haven't done that recently. We kind of played to the competition, but now we're really rolling.
22-7, the score. Huntington looking for answers. They slip it inside. Offenberger steals it, throws it sky high in the lane. It's tipped out of bounds. It stays with Huntington. 5:55 left in the second quarter. South led this game 12-7 after one. They've scored the first 10 points of this quarter, and the Patriots are on a 15-0 run. Entry pass to Tristan Hornbuckle. A lob under the basket, caught there. Crawford, he flips it outside. Look, Crawford probably should have taken that one to the 10. Here's Jenka outside, misses a three off the hinge.
And once again, they got too deep, Eric, underneath that basket. They were buried on the baseline.
Hewitt flips it to the right wing. It's tipped, caught by Joyce. Patriots save the possession. 5.5 left in our second quarter. 22-7, Parkersburg South. On the left wing, Offenberger gets a screen. Flings it right side. Joyce out front. Offenberger reverses to Silvis for three. Offline. pulled down by Mullen off the window and one. Matthew Mullen with 6 points tonight. He is a beast inside. No answers for Huntington, a 17-0 run for South.
Really, really great to see Matthew get off to a great try. I know I've mentioned it a couple times already. He'd been quiet, and any time that he can get involved in the offense, he always does a great job on defense. When he gets involved on the offense, it really makes his team hard to defend.
Second foul on Jamari Tubbs. Here's the free throw. Mullen nails it. The run stretches to 18-0 for Parkersburg South, and it's 25-7 South with 5:10 on a tumbling second quarter clock.
It's got to be the biggest run all year, right, Eric? I mean, it have to be, I would
think. Yeah, 18-0, I would think. Huntington ball, Jamari Tubbs out front looking for options. Dribbles right, looks left, gives it up. Crawford comes out front. Here's Hornbuckle, pull up in the lane. That's in and out. No answers for Huntington. Here comes South back in transition with an 18-0 run and an 18-point lead. Hewitt spins left, fires strong off the back leg, pulled down on the baseline by Jamari Tubbs.
I'd like to have got a better shot right there, Eric. I mean, we got the lead, got plenty of time. Go ahead and work the ball and get a better shot.
Huntington front court. Crawford gives it up from the corner. Out front, here's Chandler, defended by Mullen, taking him to the hole. Chandler lays it in, short. It's off the iron. Huntington can't buy a bucket right now. 4:22 left in the second quarter. South with an 18-0 run and the ball. Here's Silva's firing. It's off the iron. The rim's out. Ripped down by Mullen. He's stripped on his way up. Loose ball. Joyce up with it to Navi Hewitt outside. And the Patriots, halfway through the quarter, have another look. Yeah. Offenberger resets things out front.
Yeah, that's a good move, right? I was getting ready to say that, Eric. I mean, it's a good move to get things.
Joyce drives off the left leg. The jumper falls from the left lane line. Taj Joyce stretches the South run to 20-0. And now a timeout call by Huntington head coach Lambros Fingos. With 3:50 left in the second quarter, South running Huntington out of the building. It's South 27, Huntington 7. We're back in 60 on V96.9. This game was tied at 7 at one point in the first quarter. Parkersburg South scored the last 20 points in this ball game, and they lead at 27-7 with 3:50 left in the second quarter. Mason Nutter injured. They rolled a right ankle. Looked like he was going to stand up and try to walk it off, maybe give it a go, and he sits back down.
Yeah, he was at least walking back and forth. The problem with those kind of injuries, boy, they tighten up really quick. And
yeah.
And then if you go put an ice on it, you're probably done for the night. So
the athletic trainer on site here attended to him a while ago. South has Harry Silvas, Cam Fallon, Matthew Montage, Joyce, Chase Offenberger on the floor. Huntington looking for answers. Isaiah Lapsley, Jamari Tubbs, Tavian Chandler, Avante Crawford, and Tristan Hornbuckle on the floor. He replaced Jenka at the whistle. There's a drive from Lapsley. Huntington ball trailing by 20 in the left corner. Chandler gives it up on the wing. Good defense from Mullen outside against Lapsley. He skips it right side. Tubbs in the lane. Too strong on the runner. Tubbs gets it back to the cup. He's rejected from behind by Mullen and a foul called. Did they get it on Mullen or did they get it on Cam Fallon
from out front?
Sure.
I didn't get a good view of it. Looks like Matthew Mullen,
I think, for the push. That's a second on Mullen. He's playing well. 7 points, 4 rebounds for Matthew Mullen. And this will give Huntington a chance to end this 20-0 South run at the line. Jamari Tubbs at the stripe with 3:25 left in the second quarter. And South leading by 20.
And you want to keep these guys down as long as you can. You know, with their athleticism, they can get back into it.
Tubbs spins the rock and fires. He nails it. And that ends a 20-0 run for Parkersburg South. And that is the first Huntington point of the second half. The first, second quarter, rather. Second quarter, by the way, brought to you by A1 Heating and Cooling, 19th Street in Parkersburg, your American Standard dealer. Mason Nutter does check back in for South, replacing Matthew Mullen with those two fouls.
It's good to
news.
See. Yeah, good to see.
Second free throw off the hinge and in from Jamari Tubbs. Much needed free throws for Huntington. It's now 27-9. Parkersburg South with the lead in the ball. Nutter, middle of the floor, gets it right wing. Silvas for three. Strong, ripped down by Taj Joyce. Gets it to a cutting Silvas in the lane. Silvas off the window. He's got 10 tonight. Scores it there to make it 29-9.
They come out, Huntington come out with a diamond press, a 2-2-1, and the Pages just shredded it.
In the lane, a jumper off the window. Tavian Chandler finds the bank. Is open late in Charleston, 29-11.
He didn't call bank.
No, I don't think he did. I didn't hear it.
No, I didn't hear it either.
2:50 left, second quarter. South 29, Huntington 11. Patriots moving quickly. Baseline left corner. Silvas lost it. It's out of – no, somehow Huntington saves it.
Yeah.
Hornbuckle on the ground gets it and shoves it ahead to Chandler. A drive. Teardrop well short from Chandler. Long rebound grabbed by Isaiah Lapsley. Long jumper. Lapsley nails it. 29-13.
So all of a sudden you get a little bit of a run here by Huntington. You just don't want to get them back into it.
Huntington's on a 6-2 run. Now a turnover for South. Outlet pass ahead for Huntington. Tubbs with a catch. He lays it in. It's an 8-2 Huntington run. 29-15. Parkersburg South leads it with 2:11 left in the second. And Mike Fallon wants a timeout.
That's a good timeout, Eric.
We'll take it with him. 2:11 left in the second quarter. Parkersburg South 29, Huntington 15. Back in 30 on V96.9. Parkersburg South doubling up on Huntington 29-15, but the Highlanders have scored. They're on a 6-0 run. I believe it's an 8-2 overall run since Parkersburg South's 20-0 run came to an end.
I believe you're right, Eric.
South ball. Mike Fallon calls the timeout.
Here's the 1-2-2. Here's the 1-2-2 extended to what we call B.
Catch. Harry Silvas from 30 feet. Misses strong for the right wing. And a foul call is a push on, I believe they call Navi Hewitt. Trying to get the long rebound. No, they said Mason Nutter. No, it is Hewitt. The announcer said Nutter. It's Hewitt. Huntington with one foul. South with two this quarter. And they move inside two to play in our second quarter.
They've allowed them to play pretty physical, Eric, overall.
There's a drive from Lapsley to the cup. Isaiah Lapsley rejected by Harry Silvas. And if that's on Silvas, that's an awfully late whistle.
They've been kind of
doing...
They
call a push. Not Silvas. I believe they got Cam Fallon with that.
No, I think they got offense, maybe.
No, you're right. It's an offensive.
Wow.
Who'd they call? Is they Crawford? Avante Crawford?
They called a charge, maybe.
Yeah, Avante Crawford's the guy that got posted on the board. 29-15 South. Patriots with the ball. They'll take it. 1:35 left, second quarter. South ball right wing. Here's a room for Cam Fallon. A drive. Teardrop offline. Misses that one off the left side of the rim. Huntington back the other way. A drive from Chandler to the cup. Tavian Chandler scores out the window. 7 this half for Chandler. It's 29-17. Don't look now. Huntington back within 12.
Yeah, you don't know why they don't try to do that every possession down. They do a lot of ball handling up top and take some bad shots instead of attacking the rim.
Yeah.
I think the more they would attack the rim, you'd force the Patriots' hand to have to do something different.
Huntington on an 8-0 run, and these line drives have been a large part of that.
Yes, very much so.
Final minute of the quarter. Navi Hewitt defended by Jamari Tubbs. Outside, there's a look for Mason Nutter. Driving and a whistle. And a foul called on Isaiah Lapsley. A grab on Lapsley. That's his first. South shooting 44% from the field. Huntington 32%. They are 0-5 from beyond the arc. South has nailed 4 threes in this game. But the Patriots haven't scored in the last 2:16. They get it into Mason Nutter, defended by Lapsley. Nutter gives it up. Hewitt turns the corner on Lapsley. Has it poked loose by Lapsley. Lapsley gets it back from Hornbuckle. Driving a dish from Lapsley to a cutting of Avante Crawford. And he scores to pull Huntington to within 10. The run's at 10-0 for Huntington. A 12-2 overall run. 29-19 South. Inside 30 seconds to go into second quarter.
I just feel like we've been taking quick shots, Eric. Not shots that we necessarily want. And so, you know, that's allowed Huntington to crawl back into this thing.
Clock down to 13 seconds. Harry Silvas near the Yellow Jacket logo at midcourt here at West Virginia State. He turns the corner in the lane. Silvas jumper, and he nails it. Silky smooth to end a 10-0 run for Huntington. And now a travel called on Huntington. They got it into Tristan Hornbuckle. I think they were trying to fire up a shot at the buzzer, but they call Hornbuckle the travel. So South will get an inbound with 0.7 left on the clock. That's enough time for a catch and a shot.
It is, Eric, but I think they owed them some time. I think the whistle was at 1 point something.
I believe so. I don't know if they're going to make this change. I don't think they are.
Yeah, I don't know how you would. I mean, unless somebody's going to argue it, but that there should have been more time.
Fallon will inbound. There's time for catching a shot. Silvas to catch. The shot is short. He was hit to the ground. The Patriots want a foul call. None of the three officials have the foul called, and so that'll be the end of the first half. Boy, I thought that should have been a foul on Harry Silvas. They don't get the foul call, but the end of the first half, it's Parkersburg South 31, Huntington 19. Halftime show next, brought to you by Justin Raver, attorney at law on V96.9. 22 points, our MVP tonight, Harry Silvis. A big first half for you. You came out firing on all cylinders. 10 of your 18 first half points in the first quarter. Was this a night where early on you wanted it, you got it?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I was just got a good warm-up and was feeling aggressive early.
What did that three at the end of the first half do for you?
I got our whole team hyped up. You know, we were only up three. They had gone on a little run there at the end of the first half, you know. We could feel that they had a little bit of momentum. So someone took a shot. I forgot. I got an offensive rebound. I saw there's 13 seconds. So I'm like, all right, I got to do something. I got to make a shot. And, you know, I just made it.
You tried the first time against Devontae Crawford. You kind of had to step back. You still had him in your face. You had about 3 seconds when that whole sequence started. Is there some kind of an internal clock within you? And you look up at the time, you see how much is left to know just how much time you got to let it go?
I mean, yeah.
How's that work?
I mean, I looked up, saw there was, and I was just keeping an eye on the clock. You know, he wasn't pressuring me, so I know I felt comfortable, and I know I had some time. And as soon as it hit five, I was just get downhill, try and make a move. You know, I faked right a little bit, crossed over left. You know, he was sitting on me, so the only thing I had to do at that point was step back. He jumped, was in my face, had to pump fake a little bit. Coach Fallon's getting a water bath over there.
Yeah, Coach
Fallon.
The whole team sneaks up on Coach Fallon, and there is some empty water bottles and a wet spot on the floor. Everybody better stay around that. I think Caden Marshall just did a kind of like the gym floor equivalent of a tarp slide,
yeah.
And then a snow angel.
Ronnie's going to have a fun time cleaning that one up.
Did it right in front of Principal Maria, too. So. But again, a strong first half for you. That shot was amazing. What's it feel like to celebrate a regional championship of cutdown nets?
Oh, it feels great. You know, last year we obviously didn't make it. My freshman year we did. And I feel like my freshman year I got used to that feeling. I felt like that was normal. South always goes to states.
Right.
But then last year, you know, rocky road, we didn't make it to states. And I think that really hit hard for a lot of us. So this year we just came back, worked even harder, had extra focus for this game because we know that we want to make it to states, you know. We want to be able to compete for a state championship.
Mason talked a lot about the motivation that he got from remembering last year's regional final. Is that something that kind of fueled you this week?
100%. You know, Coach Fallon, when we were watching film, he showed us the clip of last year whenever Huntington beat us. You know, they were getting hyped. They were cutting their own nets down. And
yeah,
that just made us sick to our stomach, and we can't bear to feel that again.
Yeah, Morgantown again on Wednesday. What do you got to do to beat them twice this season?
Oh, we're excited for it. You know, we get top dog first game of states, so we beat them once, so we know what to do. But they lost to us, so they're going to know what to do different. So it's going to be 100% a tough game, but we know that we have the ability to win. We just got to stay focused and walk in.
Who needs a shout out tonight?
Shout out my parents for coming. Shout out my grandparents, they're probably listening online. Shout out the janitors for helping clean all of this up. Shout out my girlfriend for coming out and supporting me. And I think that's it tonight.
Well, very good, Harry. And classy to thank the janitors after watching your teammates just put a bunch of water on the floor.
they work hard for us. They get our floor clean before games, and they treat us well. So big props to them.
It's been a pleasure, Harry. We'll see you in Charleston.
Yes, sir.